Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Stanley. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of BS Car Guys. We are going to offend some people tonight. We are going to talk about stereotypes, car stereotypes with regard to professions.
Yeah, and other things. I know Bill sounds all silky smooth right now, and I like that Billy D. Williams impression that you just did. I saw what you did with that. But for some reason, Windows don't want to recognize my normal mic as my mic. So if I sound weird, then I'm a weirdo because I'm a weirdo. but yeah, like Bill was saying, I had to go to the dentist today and to get a root canal that they didn't finish. So I have a 2-stage root canal. I didn't know you do root canal in 2 stages, but anyway.
Dentists got the market on stuff. I got to go in like 4 weeks to get a crown replaced. Apparently they wear out over time. So I got to get one replaced.
Oh, they can't make it out the stuff that lasts because you got to go back.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, so I was telling Bill that, and we start talking about typical cars for dentists, which is a running joke. And
100%.
And we decided to make a podcast on that, kind of on that topic.
Yes.
And of course, we went about it slightly different ways because that's what we do.
Well, why don't we start with dentists? What do you got for dentists? Did you do dentist on your list?
All right, cool. So this is what I did. Also, I need to send you something. Oh man, I need to send you something. I will send it to you while I'm talking. All right.
Okay.
So
send it to me.
What had happened was, so I started matching professions to cars, right?
Okay.
And I did get as far as dentist before I got distracted. I'm not that bad. What I had is I was going to do people in stages of their career, right? A new dentist, an established dentist, and then the dentist that's like, you know what? I don't even care if this person hurts right now. I'm about to retire next week.
Right? Okay. I did that, but only for maybe. I've got some weird stuff in here, but maybe I have one profession that I have that where it's like they start out with one vehicle and they, as they progress, they move to another. So I get what you're saying.
So I did that a little bit and then I decided, I was like, you know, I'm not stereotypes for car brands. It's like when somebody says, I'm gonna give you an example. If I say BMW, who do you think drives it?
Well, it depends on the BMW, because I wrote down a couple of different ones.
See, I know that, that's the car guy perspective. What's the average person's perspective?
Oh, a double arm amputee. That explains why they don't know how to use turn signals.
Similar to that, I put a jerk.
Okay, a jerk. Nice. Sort of like a Ferrari owner.
Yeah, actually, I kind of did different for Ferrari owner. And then with the caveat that also, specifically, a white BMW 3 Series convertible is a 16-year-old rich kid's daughter.
Yeah, rich dude's daughter car. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I get that. I get that. Or like a Volkswagen Rabbit Cabriolet. That's a very much a rich white girl car.
Absolutely. So yes. I didn't get all the way through my list because I stopped on purpose and I was like, I'm just going to have me and I'm going to get Bill to help me fill out this list.
Oh, I don't have all of them. I tried to think of ones that to me were like standout stereotypes. And then I was like, this could go on for forever. Like you could literally go through every kind of professional job there is and probably come up with something. So I had to just sort of bail out at a point.
Yeah. So Like I said, I kind of did both things. I start at least started both things, and then I just got sidetracked because, you know, we got sidetracked. So anyway, back to Dennis. So this is what I thought of as a Dennis car, and this is a little biased because I kind of like my Dennis, even though he, you know, wants to see me every week and charge me for things.
Okay.
The Dennis guy who is out of college. And he got, you know, he's running his office. He's driving an old Toyota 4Runner.
That's interesting you say that, because I had put down for Dennis that there were two levels. There's the I don't have any kids in the house anymore Dennis car, and there's the I still have a family Dennis car. And for me, that was the Lexus Land Cruiser. So like the whatever the current model is, Lexus Land Cruiser.
Level two Dennis on my list, he's driving a Lexus GX.
There you go. That's your level two. I agree. That's a good one. I went to the full size. I went to the full size. And the old Dennis is?
The old Dennis that it would rather be fishing, he is driving a new 4Runner with fishing gear in it. Oh, he don't want to be there.
See, I went 911 Cabriolet for the Dennis that's older.
Now, if he was a dentist doing grills, he was driving a sports car.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should have clarified orthodontist.
Yeah, orthodontist. Oh, he's driving a 911 all day long.
911 dentist, Cabriolet. Yes.
Yeah. But man, some of them old dentists, man, they just don't want to be there. They would rather be playing golf, fishing.
That's why the dental hygienist does all the work. And then they just walk in for the last 2 minutes and be like, yeah, look good. See you next time, buddy.
Yep. So I guess I'll give you the next of the professions that I actually did.
Okay.
Doctor, what you got down there for doctor car? Typical doctor car.
So I kind of have some different doctors. So some of mine I may or may not have went after solely for comedic reasons. And one of my doctors that I put down on there was a Rolls Royce, like a two to three-year-old Rolls Royce, Beverly Hills gynecologist.
You're horrible.
But I'm not wrong.
I went for real doctors, real people here.
Okay. So, surgeon, Jaguar, or if you're in the right market, Ferrari.
Surgeon. All right, cool. So if we go to surgeon, and I'm throwing plastic surgery, all types of surgery in there.
Sure.
He is definitely driving a high-end sports car.
Yes.
So I would put him in not a regular 911. He has to have a turbo because he knows what that is. Yeah. Or he doesn't know what it is, and he's just trying to beat the next doctor over that parks next to him.
But they have a... like a 911 Carrera 4S Targa.
Yeah. He's like, well, my 911 is better than your 911.
Yes.
Because I
bought the turbo. And then the chief of staff at the hospital comes in and he shows up in his 911 Turbo S.
Yeah. Or the fly-in doctor comes in with the car.
Because somehow he has it. What am I doing with this quiz?
See, I just distracted you. So what I had down here for doctor, right? I have my three levels again. And so a doctor who, you know, he's done with medical school and everything. He got his first decent job. And, you know, he is he's in the hospital. You know, he got his little thing. I think that dude is driving a Model 3. Because he thinks he's saving the world, but he isn't.
What am I gonna do? I gotta fill all these in. What are you sending me this thing for?
All right, so the thing Bill is talking about is a quiz, a picture quiz, of car brand logos, and I forgot I had that. And they show you the logo and you have to fill in the name of the brand. If you want a copy of it, email us and I will send you a copy of it. It is frustrating. It's gonna completely derail him. I don't know why I sent him that right there. But to the doctor.
I got most of them. I get most of them.
You got most of them?
How many are there? 60? I got 42 easy. And maybe another 5 more if I really rack my brain. That's just me scrolling through it and glancing at it. All right, let's keep on rolling.
All right, so if you got a doctor that's kind of established, though, you know, he is, he paid off his loan, his student loans and things, and he finally got some money. He's enjoying his, you know, multiple hundreds of thousand dollar a year salary. He driving a Taycan.
Nice, good choice. Yeah, I like that.
And there are real world examples of all my things because I try to stay in reality a little bit.
Oh, so, I went absurd to some extent. So at least one of us did.
Level 3 doctor, he on that level we already talked about him. He is driving that exotic because now he has made it and he's, you know, doing his thing. But What else I got? Only other ones I got on my list is construction work, guide to construction site, IT person, and military people.
All right. For construction person, what do you got?
Oh, he's driving an old F-150.
I wrote F-150.
Yep.
All right. We tied on that one.
And on my level 2 construction worker, dude, he's driving a Tundra because that F-150 done broke many, many times. He's like, I got to get something that works all the time. So he went and got him a Tundra.
See, my level 2 construction guy is the job site foreman or maybe even the architect, and he's in a Land Cruiser.
Oh, that was my third level, dude. that was my third level, dude. That dude is showing up in something definitely not that nobody else can afford there.
Right.
I thought about going to Nolly, but that dude who shows up,
they don't want to be seen. Working. No, they don't want to be seen as having that much money because they want to fit in. You know, I broke down and I looked at architect and thought, okay, but there's also the architect guy who really never goes on site very often. He really is the guy who is in the office and is designing things. And I put for that guy, he's either in an A6 or an S6, depending on if he's a car guy or not.
Oh, that's
like head architect, you know, like the guy running the firm, basically. He's not going to the job site anymore. He's moved up.
I'll tell you what I put that guy in. I put that guy in a Volvo S60.
That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick. I like that. Okay. All right. So we got construction. We got the architect guy. Yeah. What else you got? You say you got IT. You want me to give you my IT?
Yeah, what you got for IT?
Okay, so my IT guy, I did the levels. This is the one that I really broke down into levels. Beginner IT guy, just out of college. He's grinding hard. He's trying to make a name for himself and prove himself. Honda Civic, because it's what he had when he was in high school, and he's too cheap to do anything else. He's saving up his money for his dream computer build. So he's still driving a Honda Civic.
I went the same direction, but I picked Toyota Corolla.
Same difference. Tomato, tomato.
Same thing. The only reason I didn't go Civic is because Civic drivers usually kind of know what cars are. IT people, they just need to get where they need to go.
That's a good point. All right, and then IT guy that's maybe made it and really wants something, he wants to spend some money on something that's nice and is recognized as nice, but again, he don't really care. X3 or X5 BMW. That's where I went.
X3 or X5?
Yep.
And level 2, I went Model Y.
Hmm.
Because he, because you know how the IT guy, you know, he's all on cutting edge. He knows the stuff. He knows that computers and all the IT geeky stuff.
But here's the thing. The IT guy spends all day fixing computer problems. Does he really want a computer problem in his driveway?
No, but he also wants to stay on the cutting edge of stuff. And, you know, and real world example, the IT guy that actually he just left for where I work, what does he drive? A Model 3. Why? Because he's a mid-level IT guy.
And wait, a Model 3 or a Y?
He drives a Model 3.
Why?
Exactly. Exactly.
Couldn't resist.
He drives a Model 3. And because, you know, he wanted a fancy car, he knew he couldn't go Model X, and he wanted to look futuristic when everybody else is driving trucks. It's like, I'm going to be the only EV on the compound. And then hit the dude above him who came in, because I almost went this direction when we had to do a tech refresh. He was driving a Chevy Volt.
How about that? Bolt.
Interesting.
All right, what else you got?
They're early adopters on technology.
Well, it makes sense. I'll buy it. I'll support that.
Oh, and then the third level IT guy, he's driving a RAV4 because he has no idea what cars are, and that's just what they gave him.
Where's what they gave him?
It's like the company car is this. Okay, you can pick the BMW or the RAV. Oh, this one looks like it can carry all the stuff. That Porsche doesn't look like it can carry my stuff because he has no idea what cars are.
There you go.
Is that offensive?
No, that's not offensive. I support it.
All right.
It's not offensive. It's not offensive in this space.
Okay.
Military dude. Challenger or Charger?
That's level two. That's level two, dude.
I went straight to Sergeant.
Yep. So am I seeing how you jump straight to Sergeant? Level two, dude, you know, NCO level. He is driving a Mustang or a Charger. Absolutely. Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
But Lance Corporal, whoever, Banatz, is driving a Civic.
Okay.
In my mind.
Okay. I thought you were going to go Dodge Neon there for a second.
Well, they don't sell that no more.
Well, I'm not. My list doesn't compose completely of brand new cars. So
you're right. So if I would have to go to Neon equivalent today, it would be a Nissan Versa.
Oof, man, that's painful. But you're right.
Which is technically the second cheapest car in America today.
That doesn't surprise me.
And you can get with a 6-speed manual.
Did not know that.
All right.
What's your level? You got a level 3. You got a level 3 of everything. What's level 3 military?
Staff NCO is driving he's driving the F-150.
The F-150. I like it.
Any of the big trucks, because when somebody needed to move, a truck appears and there's a staff NCO that's driving it.
Got it.
He ain't picking up nothing, but he'll drive it.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah. And also because I still work in and around the military, and if you are, I think there are issued trucks at E6.
Yeah. They issue a truck. Y'all need to run down a supply, pick up your truck.
Yeah, go. But that was all the ones I got to. And then I completely derailed what I was supposed to do.
Well, you got derailed because you were trying to do all these levels. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna jump through some of mine in no particular order. Okay. All right.
And I'll comment.
Fast food worker.
Toyota to sell.
You're close. Kia Forte.
Wait a minute. My son drives a Kia Forte.
I mean, this is not disparaging against anybody in your family. This is just saying, at every fast food restaurant in America, somewhere in a parking lot in the back, in employee parking, there's at least one Kia Forte. That's what I'm saying.
I'll do either that or I would even, you know what? It's an old Kia Rio back there.
That's just yeah, sure, is. Sure. Okay. average farmer. They got a Chevy truck.
Yep.
That's
100%. No,
I mean, there's some farmers that won't afford. I get it, but I'm just saying there's probably more Chevys on farms. Okay. Mercedes.
Comment on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it true or is this just my perception that people who actually use trucks more tend to buy Chevy trucks? And people who wants to drive trucks because they think trucks make them cool, drive F-150s. Not for everybody, but okay. For a lot of people.
Yeah. So I would say F-150 owners are typically the truck owner who has a truck, uses it as a car most of the time, but occasionally uses it as a truck.
Okay, so yeah, same thing.
Dodge, Ram owners never use it as a truck. It is just a minivan with no rolling doors. And then Chevy truck owners look at it as a hammer, and they'll just use it as a hammer until it stops hammering, and then they'll get another hammer. And then if you're talking like heavy-duty trucks, then I would say maybe even Ram heavy-duty truck owners are the ones that really use their trucks the most of heavy duty truck owners. Ford heavy duty truck owners are the business owners. Chevy heavy duty truck owners are the hand-me-downs from their dads. That's just what I see. So
what about the Tundra driver?
He's a mid-level construction foreman manager guy, and occasionally he hauls a bag of concrete or a ladder, but primarily uses his truck to get his camping supplies to a field or his snorkeling gear.
I was gonna say wannabe overlanding guy, but never goes.
Well, honestly, right now that's a lot of Ram owners. Okay. taxi driver.
Ooh. Well, nowadays they drive Priuses, but
okay. So I thought about this. This one kind of threw me, but I'm going to say my answer, and I think it actually fits in two categories. So, taxi driver, Mercedes-Benz E-Class. So, in America, Mercedes or taxi drivers spend all day in a car, and when they get in their personal car, they want a car that rides comfortable, has some nice features. So they have a 2 to 5 year old Mercedes-Benz E-Class. In the rest of the world, that is their taxi cab. So
I see it. I see it. I can dig it.
Maid/janitor/cleaning service person.
Old Plymouth Voyager.
Kia Soul.
That works too.
It'll hold a couple vacuum cleaners and a box of trash bags in the back, and it's got a flat area.
All the cleaning people I see around here, I swear they have run the market on old Chrysler minivans.
I bet so, because that's the one they all want. That's right. Okay. Now, for this next, well, I will come back. We'll circle back to some of the really absurd ones. Professor.
Old Volvo wagon.
Or a Saab.
Or, ooh, that's good, too. That's a good one. Saab.
Okay. Now, this next one is two careers, but they have the same vehicle. There's an overlap. Professional nail technician. Or travel agent.
Lexus RX.
New Beetle convertible.
All right. This is a thing I learned. All right. Throw it a flag.
I like the Lexus RX, though. That's a good choice, too.
Thing I learned. So I have my wife gets her nails done, which I'm sure your wife gets her nails done from time to time.
Nope. Never.
Can she come talk to my wife about getting her nails done?
My wife has a phobia of people touching her nails. She does not. She can't watch people touch their own nails. She can't. Nope.
Can you bottle that and send it to me?
Listen, I ain't mad at it. My daughter has been to a nail technician more times than my wife has.
Oh, man. But then again, Your wife is kind of a tomboy too, sometimes.
Well, a country girl.
Country girl. There you go. But so my wife has a nail lady that she goes to all the time. She will not go to anyone else, which is if you have a wife who goes to nail people or you go to nail people yourself, you understand what I'm talking about. They refuse to let anybody else do it. And this is what I learned. And then we have a friend whose wife is a nail tech. And then I have another friend who was a nail guy. He's a nail guy. Those people make significantly more money than you think.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I'm not making fun of their income level. I'm just saying New Beetle. That's my pick for them.
Two of those people drive Lexus RXs, and one of them just bought a $650,000 house.
Okay. They're doing real well in your neck of the woods. Okay. Next career, hairdresser or beautician, stylist, whatever.
Oh, man. Why did I see pink Cadillac in my daggone? But that ain't it. That ain't it.
Fiat 500.
That is stereotypical straight hair nail straight hair hairdressers.
I mean, they could do curly hair too. Okay, college student.
College student, nothing. They ain't driving nothing.
Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. Oh, if they were cool, they got a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Freshmen, they ain't got no money. They ain't driving nothing. But if they had a little bit of money, they're driving the hand-me-down Toyota Corolla or the hand-me-down Toyota Camry or Honda Accord or whatever hand-me-down their parents had.
Mechanical or electrical engineer?
Ooh.
Honda Accord. Because they work hard and they work all the time and they're practical and they just want a car that they don't have to think about. So they buy a Honda Accord. And that comes from experience because I know some. Okay. Financial advisor. One to two generation behind Chevy Corvette.
I was going to go with something used and that you knew it was used.
Yep.
And that's the car, but that's the car they park at work. They drive to work.
Yep.
But they
C5 or C6 Corvette. That's my pick for a financial advisor.
I can do it, but at the same time, I can see a financial advisor driving something very conservative to work. Because they want you to come in and give them their money, so they can manage your money, and they want you to look like they're living conservatively. Yep. However, they have a Mercedes at the house.
Okay. Real estate agent.
Why is Lexus RX come back up?
I'm gonna go Corvette convertible.
No, because they got to get the clients around.
Depends on the market. Not many people drive clients around anymore. You meet clients. You don't drive them. This ain't 1984 anymore. All right. I'm going to save that one. Because some of these I have to tell you the car brand and then tell you the person. So I'm going to save that one. Accountant. Corporate accountant, I guess, would be the specific.
Well, I don't know many of them.
I'll just tell you, either a 5 or 7 series BMW.
I was going to say 5 series E-Class A6.
Yep. All right. Small business owner?
Small business owner.
Tesla Model 3.
What business?
Small business. They got tax money. They got incentives they need to take advantage of. They want to get tax breaks.
Good point.
They get them. They get them. I'm telling
you. Good point. I don't want you to sound smart. First of all, I don't think we are. Don't be pointing. You're making some good points. I will give you.
That's what I'm here for. I ain't got to the ridiculous stuff yet. Tennis coach.
White convertible.
F-type convertible.
A Jaguar.
A Jaguar. Producer. Television, music, movies. Any of the three, producer.
He's getting driven in a Bentley or Rolls.
But if he likes to drive himself, Lexus LC500.
I would go there. I would go with you. I could also see Aston Martin or one of the big GT cars.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like the Continental GT convertible, things like that. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay. Truck driver. So he's not driving his semi.
Well, personal story. My childhood friend is a truck driver, and his the car he drives when he is not driving his truck is a Porsche Panamera.
Ooh, nice.
It is not new.
I put down Jeep Wrangler.
No, I would see, because like for him, he's like, matter of fact, my cousin Danny, at the same time, they want nice cars when they ain't driving that daggone truck, man.
Yeah.
And they refuse to let their wives drive them when they're not
home. Veterinarian.
You're going to say a Subaru something.
Nope. Lexus GX.
GX?
Now, maybe a vet tech, a low-level employee at the veterinarian office, maybe I could see that being a Subaru. But
the people who actually still care about animals, they drive Subarus.
Right, right. The people with their name on a building, they're driving a Lexus GX. That's my pick.
Okay.
Now we're going to get into some silly, ridiculous stuff. I'll do one more.
So we didn't talk about silly, ridiculous stuff before.
Well, I mean, the rest of these, that's all they are. But I have one more, I guess. Heavy equipment operator.
Dodge Ram. Whatever the fanciest Dodge Ram is.
Mustang.
I can see Mustang or Camaro. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, pony car.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. All right. I just have three.
The guy in the commercial is driving the Ram, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, that's a commercial. Three silly, ridiculous ones. And these I'm going to give you the car, and then I'll tell you the profession.
Okay.
Nissan Altima.
Altima?
Yeah.
People said rider?
Yeah.
Call center person.
Oh, that's not bad. I had unemployed.
That's messed up. My my wife's one of my wife's best friends. She only drives Nissan Altimas. I thought she was the only person left.
Okay. Toyota GR86.
You're smiling slash way too much.
Subaru BRZ.
You are smiling way too much right now. Who is driving that?
I can tell
Luke
you.
Luke Student.
I can tell you who it is. It's an e-cigarette salesman.
Actually.
Vape sales.
Actually, because, you know, the young lady who owns one of the local vape shops in our area. She's a car person. I'll give you one guess, and then I'll tell you what she drives. And it's not a BRZ or a GR86.
I don't know. The fact that you even know means it's probably like a BMW 7 Series or something.
Really close. It's an Alpine.
Oh.
It's a purple Alpina 7 Series, whatever you call it,
B7 Alpina. That's nice. Okay. All right. Subaru.
You're going to say hippie.
Close. Activist.
Okay. I got hippie. That was on my list. That was one of the ones on my list.
Yeah. I should have said offended. Okay. But that's it. That's my list. That's all I got. What are we missing?
All right, cool. So I'm gonna go down my this list. I'm gonna put your activist on there. Hippie slash activist. All right. So we're gonna play my little dumb game. I'm gonna name the brand. You're gonna tell me who comes to mind. All right, Acura.
My brain said accountant was my immediate reaction. If we're playing that game, whereas I just shoot from the hip, the first thing that comes to mind.
I put, I'm sorry. I froze. My brain froze. Person who can't afford BMW yet.
Oh, nice.
Corporate American really, person.
That's not a career, but I like it.
Corporate America person who can't afford a BMW yet.
I like
that's
it.
What I put. All right. Alfa Romeo. Who shops Alfa Romeo?
Medium to large business owner.
All right. I didn't put a career. I just the person type.
I guess the word I'm looking for is CEO or president.
I put the person who said F BMW.
That's messed up.
I ain't driving no BMW.
I want something less reliable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you know you got money, when your car break every day. Aston Martin. Ooh. Who shops Aston Martins? Again, these don't have to be a specific occupation, but who is this person who's shopping Aston Martins?
Well, my gut instinct is no one is shopping Aston Martins for themselves. they're shopping them as a gift for their mistress.
God with the mistress.
That's right.
I got the one person that's stubborn enough to say, I ain't driving no Porsche.
I want something less reliable.
Yeah. Actually, I do. Audi.
I'm still going to lean towards architects or designer. Somebody that's in design of some sort.
Now, understand, I did these two lists at two different times, and I absolutely have dentist typed in that spot.
I mean, you're not wrong. Dentist is definitely on the list.
Dentists are medium level, not super high level medical person.
Yeah.
So.
Anesthesiologists
are buying Ferraris, bro.
Nah, they're buying nice Audis.
Anesthesiologists, like one of the highest paid medical professionals.
I said nice Audis.
Audis ain't that expensive. You had one anyway.
Yeah, but I didn't have a gated manual 6-speed Audi R8. I mean, that'd be the Audi.
Oh, okay.
I want.
That's the Audi you're thinking about. Oh, got you. All right, who's going to the Bentley dealership?
Retired.
I put NBA / NFL / drug dealer guy.
That's racist.
It is about stereotypes.
I guess
not everybody in the NBA and in the NFL and sell drug guy are black or white. They all of them come in multiple ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And they probably all are equally apt to shop at the Bentley dealership.
Yeah.
Good point.
BMW.
Jerk.
100%. And I have a friend who only buys BMW. He is not a jerk once you get to know him. But if you didn't.
I mean, people would say that about me, and I don't own BMWs.
Well,
this list is going to take us a while to get through if we're just on the B's. All right, we got to do some rapid fires.
All right, I'll be quiet. Buick.
Elderly.
Born in the 70s, that's what I got. Cadillac.
I think you meant born in the 50s. Oh, that's Cadillac. Born in the 50s.
That's what I've got, born in the 60s. Chevy.
White.
I said, the person I got is, I need a truck.
Oh, okay.
I'll skip some just because. Ford.
Ford owner. They already own a Ford and they're buying another one.
That is a good point. That's a good point. Dude that wants to drive a truck but don't need a truck. GMC, see how that was right next to it.
The guy who owns the business that has Chevy trucks as work trucks.
Exactly. You said it in a much longer way. I was like, I make too much to drive a Silverado.
Yes.
let's skip down a little bit. Because this is cute. I have no idea what to put on this one. Infinity.
Drug dealer.
I got somebody lost.
Oh, I was going to say drug dealer / baby mama.
Oh, okay. Lamborghini. Who buys Lamborghinis nowadays?
Douchebags?
YouTubers. That's what I put.
Oh, same thing. Interchangeable.
Yep. I'm picking on myself here. Mazda. Who shops at the Mazda dealership?
Practical.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Thank you. Who's shopping Polestar?
CEO of an engineering firm.
I put the persons that bought Tesla.
Yep.
that's funny. I'll say that one. Ram. I forgot I typed that.
old dudes that no longer need a truck.
I typed, I can't afford an F-150. That's so bad. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. And this is when I start breaking out cars, specific cars. And then I just stopped. I was like, I got to eat something. There are two answers. There are two correct answers for this.
Okay.
They have multiple correct answers. All you need is one of them.
Okay.
Ford Mustang.
Well, I said heavy equipment operator, but we'll go with mechanic.
I put Bubba.
Bubba.
Man, you know how many dudes I know who have Mustangs whose nickname is Bubba?
I do not. Four.
wagons. Who's shopping wagons nowadays?
Smart guys. Car super guys. Smart.
Cool people. I didn't go through all of them because I didn't want to spend all day doing this. And but yeah. I saw a video when I was trying to do some research because, you know, miraculously, there is no list for American occupations who buy cars.
We found another topic that's not been given its due diligence.
Yeah, there is a European one.
Oh, yeah.
But there was not an American one.
Dude, I really just sat down and thought about jobs for a few minutes and just scribbled out some stuff. I probably would have been well served to just pull up a list of like popular American vehicles, and that would have probably helped me to give me something to think about. But I just kind of bounced back and forth between cars and occupations and tried to do it both sides. So I'm sure my list could have been more comprehensive.
I'll give you, before we leave, I did see an interesting map, because looking for these things, I kept seeing these interesting, not quite list of things. Excuse me. I apologize.
That was a good episode. I enjoyed it. Are we going to wrap this one up?
I got one last thing for you. So I found this map from this company called Insurify, who does data from car insurance people.
Okay.
And insurance stats and stuff. And they have this map of 2022 of the most popular cars in America by state.
Interesting.
What do you think, insurance-wise, is the most popular car? It's the same in North and South Carolina.
F-150.
And, huh?
F-150.
Honda Accord.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask if it was a car or an SUV, or I was going to try to narrow it down, but you let the cat out of the bag.
Yep. Honda Accord is the most popular car in insurance, anyways, that are insured in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland.
Wow, that's a lot of Honda Accords.
And then again in Pennsylvania, Washington State, and Oregon.
Wow.
But legitimately, the entire middle map of America is F series.
I'm not surprised.
The Corolla makes Florida. The Altima, evidently, people are buying Altimas in Tennessee and Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana and Nevada.
What'd I say? Not working.
But yeah, it's just a little dumb thing that I saw up there. And I guess how these people get their data is they are scraping insurance data, cars that are insured. So where is this thing? So number 10, the 10th most popular car from an insurance standpoint, it is 1.45% of the cars on the road is the Honda Sonata, Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, wow.
The ninth at 1.49% is the Ford Fusion.
Interesting.
Eighth is the Chevy Malibu at 1.55%.
What?
Yeah. It is the most popular car in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan.
Okay. That's weird.
Now, these are cars that are insured, not cars that people bought, but they are insured. The number one car
insured. No, I get it. But I'm curious. Well, okay, insured in that state. So there's a potential that if a large rental car company is headquartered in that state, it could skew the numbers if they have a huge fleet. But the thing that I'm curious about is, so the last three slots in the top 10 are all actual cars.
Oh, yeah. The Chevy Silverado is number 7. And the only state that is the most populous car in is Maine. Huh. So everybody in Maine must drive Chevy Silverados, because that's the only way it was going to get there. But they are 1.55% of the cars on the road.
Wow.
Number 6 is the Corolla, number 1 in Florida. Number 5 is the Altima. I swear I haven't seen a new Altima in years. But it's the most popular.
I didn't even know they still made Altimas.
I know they make them, but I ain't seen one. Evidently, it's the number 1 car on the road in Alabama, Delaware, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Tennessee. Tennessee, that makes sense, because Tennessee is like Enterprise Hub.
And also Tennessee is where Nissan's big plant is, where that car.
That makes sense. Number four is the Camry at 2.49% of the cars on the road. But it is not most populous in any state.
The Altima is huge now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not a little car. I'm familiar with the car. I don't remember. You know, I kind of gauge sometimes how popular a car is by how many cars I see with a paper tag on it. Because that means people are actually going out and buying them.
Yep.
And I can't tell you the last time I seen that.
Dude, I just I just clicked on the Maxima just out of curiosity.
Yep.
It actually says one of the selling features of the car on the main page. In fact, the very first selling feature is 300 horsepower on emission. Hasn't the Maxima had 300 horsepower for like 18 years?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's no longer a selling feature.
There is one reason I would buy a Nissan Maxima. There's one reason why. And it is because it is the only new car I can think of that I can change the head unit out with a standard double din head unit.
I don't even think you can.
You can. I looked it up.
Well, you can't you cannot own an Altima, I can tell you that.
You can't own an Altima, but you can do it on a Maxima. I'll give you number two. All right, so the F Series is number two. It's the most popular car in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. But its percentage of them on the road is 2.68%.
Wow.
But the number one insured car in America actually on the road is the Honda Accord.
Really?
At 3.06%. That was as of last year. And it is number one in Connecticut, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Virginia, and Washington State.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. And like I said, I randomly came across this. Oh, I didn't know they did that. Anyway, I guess I guess we can go ahead and close this out.
I think we did an episode.
Hey, not 2 hours. Exactly. We did a non-2-hour episode.
There you go, haters.
Ooh. Yeah, right. Dang it. It was a thing that I wanted to ask you about. I think we should do find the cheapest new car you would actually buy.
Ooh, I like it. Let's do it.
And then you got to sell me on why you would buy it. And I'll do, man. This is going to tell you a lot about how Mr. Bill spends his money. The cheapest new car.
Okay. On that note,
I love you, man.
I love you. We'll do it next time.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that last time because I spazzed out on my computer. Did.
It happens.
Night, Bill.
Good night, Stanley.